obviously the value of multi-institutional trials to study these types of entities are excellent, particularly the N of over 5,000 patients. As you know, there's been work similar to this published in JACC a year and a half ago, and this trial highlights the similar issue, is that the largest odds ratio here was 5.81, and that was at least triple the latest, the one least from that, and so that's bad transplant surgery. So it begs to ask the question, did you do a subset analysis when you excluded VAD transplant patients? In other words, those that did not have an indwelling permanent device or immunosuppressed to look at the effect?
For now, we did not do it, but it's obviously a good move to do because this is a specific and very high-risk population, so we could get more information excluding them, definitely.
Dr. Whitman.
One of the wonderful things about a study like this is that you possibly identify things that we can manipulate as caregivers that may not just be associated with the endpoint, but in fact may be causative. As I think that you did with post-op hyperglycemia, you said perhaps we could control that. What about other factors that might be under our control, like length of intubation or number of blood products given? Was that evaluated? I didn't quite catch whether you did.
Well, yes, evaluated in the sense that there is a correlation between duration of ventilation and infection, as well as the number of packed red cells. So are there just markers, or whether they contribute in some ways, it's very difficult to sort out, but definitely the whole point of these studies is to try to target modifiable and something that can change the management of patients. Overall, obviously, you have 10 institutions. They may have different protocols. I guess the strength is in the number, but it was hard to tease out any specific management from any centers that would be associated with a reduction of the risk.
Dr. Leahy?
Would there be any value in looking at these patients, those who are inpatients versus patients who are same-day admits, as a break point in your results?
I missed the first sentence.
The patients who are in the hospital for, they
right.
get cathed on a Monday and they had operated on a Friday, do they have a higher rate of surgical site infection as opposed to the same-day admit patients?
Right. Well, we did look at elective versus emergent, et cetera, the status, and this did not come out in a either univariate or multivariate analysis. So we did, obviously it's not exactly the same type, but it is related. Obviously you will be in the hospital if you have an emergent procedure versus an elective. So this in our analysis did not come out as significant.